Well, Jamie Lovett and the guys at Australian Bloodstock are hoping for a big joy today down in Tasmania. Jamie's online. Morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
This is what it's about, trying to win big cups, and you've got Big Duke down there today.
Yeah, look, he's had a bit of fun with this horse. If we're going to take the next step with him, he's got to win races like this, so we're looking forward to it today.
What's the history of him, mate?
Oh, look, he was a horse that was fairly unexposed. He'd won a maiden in the UK. He'd come out here, and then Darren Woo sort of taking him through his grades, and he went to Hobart 17 days ago, and he ran second in the Hobart Cup, which we thought the run ran well enough to warrant going back for the Launceston Cup today.
Yeah, I think one of the big positives for Big Duke is that, mate, I say this, that you didn't win because you sit there calmly where the winner goes up 3.5 kg.
Yeah, look, we meet him better at the weights, but, I mean, he beat us fair and square, so we'll have to, certainly we're going to be improving to beat him again. But, look, the race the other day was run probably a little bit unexpectedly. They didn't go that hard, and we got probably a little bit further back than anticipated from the wide gate. So his run was very good, all in all. But again, they're going to beat us on its merits. So we'll have to be, we'd have to improve to beat him today.
You've drawn that awkward barrier again today, haven't you?
Yeah, it's not ideal. But a lot of speed in the race today. I mean, if you look at the map, they should run along. So hopefully young Ben can slot in somewhere, Andrew, and give him the right run, and then, you know, if he's good enough, he should be in the finish. But Darren says he's trained on, so we're hopeful of a good showing.
Does he stay down there?
No, he come home because we sort of hadn't made any decisions to go back, but we pleased him in his work. So it's a logical race for him, given that he's coming off a good mile and a half base run prior to the Launceston Cup. So it's sort of, it all tied in for him. And obviously he's a horse that's only going through his grade, so it is a big step up. He came through a benchmark race into a Group 3, albeit a Hobart Cup, but certainly they're hard to win, and again, today's the same. But if he were to tick that box, then we might look at a race in the championships for him.
Okay, well, that's interesting. It's also interesting that this horse was bred by Richard Pegum, who we know so well, the Wagga gentleman who buys horses out of the UK and obviously breeds them as well.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. I think he was in the ownership when we purchased the horse, but I only found that out when the horse arrived in Australia. I think Richard was in partnership with somebody in the UK. So given Richard's business interest, he may not have ever known that the horse was coming to Australia. But no, it's been a bonus. But we got a horse in such good order because when he arrived, he was obviously only a fairly immature, lightly raced horse. So there's a bit of upside to these horses.
Yeah, all right. Well, good luck with him today. Just while we've got you, just a bit of an update on a couple. We're going to see the former Japanese horse finally on the weekend, Tosin Stardom.
Yeah, can't wait. I mean, obviously, he's got to kick off somewhere, and a 7-furlong race is probably not his distance range. But Darren's happy with him. He'll kick off here, and obviously the stablemates, Blackheart Bart and Palantino and the like, you wouldn't think he could beat them. But certainly, if he can finish on their heels, then that gives the platform stepping up into some other races that'll hopefully see him in the championships later in April.
I mean, he has those jump outs down off Ballarat, you know, in the country area. Has Darren been pleased?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, ironically, he's ran a couple of sort of 4 and 5 furlong trials, and he's been quite sharp, albeit beaten 3 or 4 in behind Voodoo Lads and the likes of these horses that Darren's got down there. But he has, but again, look, he hasn't got a 7-furlong profile, so we'd be happy to see him find the line late, and obviously if he's strong behind the likes of Blackheart Bar, it gives you a bit of optimism going into these mile and mile and a quarter races in the next month or so.
I know Goldstream's another one that broke through for you last time. It's expected to run Saturday?
Yeah, look, he was going to go to Adelaide, but he wrenched a joint last week, so we sort of, Darren decided not to take him. So from what I hear, he's well, so he'll run in the Mornington Prelude, and he's a horse we think a bit of, but he's half a basket case. So Darren's sort of still working him out, but it was good to get a win for the owners the other day at Flemington. And hopefully, if what between the ears is important with this horse, if they're right, then he can be competitive in most races.
He needs some passive talking, just some quiet talking.
Yeah.
just a couple of quick ones, mate. Articus is one that's been spoken about in markets and things for the autumn. What's Darren up to?
Look, he come in a bit later. We give him a good, obviously, with what we did when we brought him over and horses in training, and he was a bit fizzy, and we probably do the right thing by the horse. We give him a good breakdown there, and and Darren sort of brought him back a bit later than these other horses, so just to sort of let him acclimatise, and he's pleased with him, but he's probably a month behind the others, so realistically, he may not get to Sydney, but we'd love to see him up, you know, maybe a race like the Hollandale or something in the Brisbane winter.
Raw Impulse?
Yeah, on track. Very pleased with him. I'd say he's probably 2 to 3 weeks off kicking off. He's had a few good gallops on the grass, and he's pleased with stables, so he's on track. Maybe wouldn't mind running if he could make a race like the Doncaster, given that, you know, we usually get those. He just needs cut in the track, the horse. So yeah, if we didn't get the right conditions, he wouldn't run at anything. But certainly, if we got a Doncaster like we've had in years gone by, he might be a lightweight chance in a race like that.
And the other one is Ormito, which is a new horse, a three-year-old from Germany.
Yeah, look, German bred, but did most of his racing in the UK. He's a horse that we hope he's met the qualifying conditions for a Crawford and Melbourne Cup, but obviously he's going to need a few wins to get his weight up. So he's a horse that we think a fair bit of, but he's only won the one race. So he's got to sort of lift the bar and go through his grades, but he's pleased Darren in the stables, so... I think he's down the beach with Jared, so he'll probably still be a little while before he gets on. Well, he may have been on the grass, but he's not too far off. He's only a light horse, so he doesn't take a lot of sort of conditioning.
All right, it's Ormito.
That's it.
Is how you spell it, and we'll learn a bit more about him as we start seeing him. Mate, good luck with all that update, and particularly today with Big Jig. Hope he can be right in the finish of the Launceston Cup.
Good on you. Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks a lot, Jamie. Jamie Lovett there from Australian Bloodstock.